Hello, my name is Janice. Welcome to Chapel on Wheels. Just in case you didn't know, a chapel is a little church connected to a bigger congregation that loves Jesus and loves you. So you might say your teachers and helpers are chaplains. We are here to show you the way to God. Cool, huh? Our map and directions come from God's letter to us, the Bible. The very first book of the Bible is named Genesis. This is the book of beginnings. It tells us how God made everything that exists. The Bible says God spoke and divided the light from the darkness. He spoke and God divided the water from the sky. God spoke dry land and living plants into being. Then God made the sun, the moon, and all the stars. Then God spoke, and boom! The waters were teeming with living creatures and birds flying in the air above the earth. God blessed what he made. He loved it all and said, "This is so good," and designed all living things to grow and reproduce themselves, plants and animals, in the blueprints they were designed to be. On the sixth day of creation, God did something he had never done before this. He molded a man from the dirt of the earth, then he laid himself on the first man and breathed his life and his very image into this man's nose. Wow. The Bible says all humans are made in God's image. You are made in his image. So all the good things that make you different and alike from each other come from God. God is creative. Duh. God is the best at science, art, math, music, dance, and humor. Obviously, God is not colorblind. He loves diversity. And as you get to know God's word, you will discover he breathed his spirit into every word. The Bible says his word is alive and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It is better in vision than Superman's X-ray vision. It sees into your heart and knows all your hidden secrets. But the best news is that all this is not to shame you or blame you or just make you feel bad. It's to show you the way, the truth, and the life in Jesus. The Bible is made of two parts, the Old Testament or contract God made with mankind, and the New Testament or new contract God made with man. The first Bible verse we will teach in the chapel comes from the New Testament, the second letter the Apostle Paul wrote to a young man, Timothy, he led to Jesus. In this song, when we sing 2 Timothy 3:16, we're going to go. That's a time to clap. And then it's going to say, "All scriptures are God-breathed." Can you imagine? When we are reading God's word, we're breathing in his life. And so when it sings, "All scripture is God breathed," we're going to pause and we're going to take a deep breath in and we're going to sigh out happily. So it's going to go, because it is so wonderful to breathe in God's life and his truth. So let's see how that goes. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. All scripture is God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16. And is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. All scripture is God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16. It's such a joy to sing God's word. And what it means, oh my goodness, doesn't that boggle your brains? As you read his scripture, he is breathing himself into it and into you. That's such great news. Can't almost handle it. Well, that's all for now. So, we'll see you later. Bye. Hello, Chapel on Wheels family. This is Jan. Today we are talking about what makes God's Word different from any other thing written or created on this planet. To understand the writing, it's important to understand the author. Just for review, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, we are told all Scripture is God-breathed. He filled each word with his life so we can know what is truly his ways and be called out when we get off his path and know how to find our way back to him and be trained to think like God and be like God in our hearts and minds and behavior. Today, we learn from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, that the grass withers and the flower falls. But the word of our God stands forever. God uses creation as the opposite of his word. The grass withers and the flowers fall. All living things grow old and die. But God's word stands forever. How wonderful and amazing that is. We go through life and things we count on change. Friendships change. We might move and be in a different place. And what seemed so perfect and beautiful one day may be gone the next. But God never changes. God's word never, ever changes. God says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his word stands forever. So we're going to sing about the grass withering and the flowers falling. But the word of our God stands forever. And as you sing the song, then it'll get a little deeper in your mind and deeper in your heart and begin to change your thinking. And that's exactly what God says. We are new creations in Jesus. And his word cleanses us and changes us to be more like our Daddy God. The grass withers and the flowers fall. The grass withers and the flowers fall. The grass withers and the flowers fall. But the word of our God stands forever. Isaiah 48, the word of our God stands forever. That is so, so awesome. The word of our God stands forever. Tuck that in your heart and go to God's word for everything. He never changes his mind about you. He has wonderful plans for your life. Now God bless you and keep you. And God make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. This is Jan from Chapel on Wheels. Until next time we meet, go with God. Hello, this is Jan from Chapel on Wheels. I'm so glad to visit with you today. Today we will talk about Jesus' birth long before creation, Long before the first man and woman were created and placed in the wonderful Garden of Eden, God made plans to rescue mankind. That's you and me, from the guilt and penalty of disobeying his law. He knew man would sin, and the penalty for sin is death and forever separation from him. But God, even before we were born, loved us so much, he became a man to die in our place. This was God's plan long before we were born, and this was foretold by the prophets in the scriptures, the sign to watch for, to know it was him. He said he would be born of a virgin in the city of Bethlehem. He said he would flee to Egypt, and he said he would return to Nazareth, and he would be betrayed and crucified, then rise from the dead in 3 days. From the beginning, every family in Israel were watching and hoping and wondering if their daughter would be giving birth to the nation's Savior. Then, one day, an angel appeared to Mary, who was engaged to be married. The angel told Mary she was highly favored by God, and she will give birth to a son and name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So here is the verse, Matthew 1:21.
She will give birth to a son. She will give birth to a son.
Jesus died on the cross. He took all our sins and who we were before we knew Jesus and put them on the cross with him and paid our debt in full. When we acknowledge Jesus is our only way to heaven and to be right with God and receive his payment for our sin, Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and we become born again with God's DNA. We become God's real children. If you know Jesus died, but have not really said, "Thank you, Jesus, for dying in my place. I receive your payment and I receive the Holy Spirit," then you can do that right now. And you can write today's date as the day of your second birth. You will be born again. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Whoever is in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and look, everything has become new." If you did this, all the angels in heaven are throwing a big birthday party for you. Happy birthday. I look forward to your next visit to our chapel on wheels. Until then, I am Jan, praying for you. God bless. Hello, this is Jan, and I am so glad to welcome you into the Chapel on Wheels today. We're going to talk about Jesus as a boy and a young man. Our memory verse for today is Luke 2:52. It says, "Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." How did Jesus grow in wisdom? Jesus studied God's word. He knew God was his daddy. He memorized the laws. He knew all the stories and prophecies of the Old Testament, or Torah, and he obeyed all the time. In John 5:19, Jesus said he sees what the Father is doing and he copies everything his dad does in heaven. In verse 20, Jesus said the Father loves him and shows him what he's doing. When we have the Holy Spirit living in us and we are learning what the Bible says, we will have God's thumbs up and we'll be kind and thoughtful and patient and generous and not angry or rude or jealous or afraid, because we know God loves us so much and we want to make him happy. And when we do, the Bible says he can make even our enemies to be at peace with us. The verse song that we're learning today is Luke 2:52. And I've just said it, but you'll want to sing this over and over again because it is so short. It says, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Luke 2:52, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Luke 2:52, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. So, let's all aim to be wise and be a blessing to everyone God sends our way. When a sweet or kind thought comes to you, then consider it a word from God, our Daddy, and Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, his sheep hear his voice. He knows them and they follow him. God is so great all the time. And he wants to show his greatness through us. Now's the time it would be worthwhile to get a notebook or a journal and write down what you hear God say to you. And then write down what you did. Every time you obey, you will become more like Jesus and grow in your faith and courage. You truly will never be the same. Life is so exciting in Jesus. I was stopped by someone I had not seen in years. Someone that I passed occasionally at work, and she told me what I said changed her life. She said she was sad and having only unhappy thoughts. And one day as we passed, she remarked about my smile. And I said, how could I not smile when I have Jesus inside me? So think that a smile or a happy word might change someone's world, and don't be shy. Jesus said, let your light shine. It's been so fun sharing with you. God bless you. Jan, I'm going to be looking for you next time at the Chapel on Wheels. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. Amen.